Hi, my name is Bertie Brits and I want to use the next couple of minutes to just share some information about your life that you might not know. This CD-DVD, or if this is just a web link that you've clicked on, is not directed towards making money, getting you to be involved in anything we do, or ever having any contact with us if you don't want it. It is only directed towards sharing information about your life with you that you might not have known about. This information is so important and it is so vital that every person needs to know it. Now, I want to just start from the beginning. In the beginning, and this is true for basically every kind of religion or belief there is, people believe that God made the heaven and the earth. They then believe that God made man. Now that is true for most religions. And that man that God made sinned. And that we were caught in the trap of sin because of his disobedience. Now, the Bible also states exactly the same in Romans chapter 5 verse 19. Now when I hear that, my heart screams out, unfair, it was not my fault. Another man disobeyed on my behalf. How can it be fair that I must bear the consequences of his disobedience? Another man disobeyed and I became a sinner. What that actually means is that I'm not a sinner because of my own sin. I'm a sinner because of the sin of another man. We easily, most people easily accept that as a true fact. That one man sinned and one man disobeyed, and through his disobedience, many people became sinners. Now, like I said, the Bible states the same in Romans 5:19. It says, through the disobedience of one man, many were made sinners. Now, just imagine your neighbor or your boss, let's take your boss at work, does something wrong and you get fired for it. You will just say, that is unfair. That is not right. And then the company tells you, if you do 20 things right, then we might think about getting you back to work for us. And now you're trying to work so hard, but you are under such scrutiny that you can never make it. It's like a hopeless situation. And you will just say, that is unfair. Unfortunately, that is what most religions propagate. Is that one man disqualified you, and now God came with a list of rules, and he came with his latest prophet or latest man to give even more detailed rules that you can follow so that he can consider taking you back into his company. Now that is what most religions say, that's what even some Christians say, but I want to tell you that is not the truth about your life. That is not the truth. I want to share the truth with you. The truth is that one man disobeyed on your behalf and made you a sinner. Now if you go to Romans 5:19 in the Bible and you read the whole verse, you'll see this is what it says. Through the disobedience of one, many became sinners. In the same way, through the obedience of one, the very same that became sinners became righteous. Romans 5:19 says, as through the disobedience of one man, many became sinners, so through the obedience of the one, Jesus Christ, that very same many are made righteous. Now, isn't that wonderful? You know, God has got a certain standard of righteousness. God is a just God. It would not be just if one man could make you a sinner and one could not make you righteous. It would not be just if one man could make you a sinner without your participation in what he's done. You know, we were born as sinners. His effect was towards the generations. He sinned into the generations. People were born sinners because of his disobedience. Now the Bible states that we did not take part in that sin, but were made sinners because of his disobedience. So you did, it's not your sin that makes you a sinner. It was the sin of another man. It would be nothing less than absolutely fair to say that one man can make you righteous free from your participation in good works. Now that is powerful, and that is a truth that you might not know. So I want to say this. Jesus Christ was God incarnated into human flesh. When he was incarnated into human flesh, he represented the whole world. Every religion, every person, not every religion, every person in every religion. He represented the whole human race and obeyed on behalf of all people. So that there is no person standing before God as disobedient as pertaining to all the rules and regulations that you think you need to do in order to qualify for eternal life and blessing from God. Let me say that again. I know you might just say, but I've never heard it this way. Where do you come from? I just want to share the truth with you. The truth is this. That one man disobeyed and one man, Jesus, obeyed on your behalf. For God is a just God, and what has just happened, and one man obeyed on your behalf, and when he obeyed, every person on the planet, I don't care what religion you're from, I don't care what sin you've got in your life, because Jesus represented the human race, is seen as 100% obedient as pertaining to any rule system to be qualified for eternal life. Now, that is good news. So, the first thing I want to declare over you that you might not have known is that you are all the time seen as 100% obedient as pertaining to the law system you think you need to qualify by to be blessed of God. Right, I want to go on a little further. The Bible states that when Jesus Christ was born, heavenly hosts came and they sang praises to God. And this is what they said. They said, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill to mankind, or goodwill to man. What does that mean? It says, glory to God in the highest. We know he's just giving praises to God. Then they said, peace on earth. What does the word peace mean? The word peace is described in the Greek basically as the emotion contained in the heart of a person who knows he's not indebted at all. So what Jesus Christ came to do, he came to take away every definition of indebtedness you have towards God. You're not indebted anymore. I declare to you, you stand debt free before God. You don't owe prayer. You don't owe fasting. You don't owe tithing. You don't owe sowing and reaping. You owe nothing. Your debt has been cancelled in Christ. And then it says, goodwill to every man. The word goodwill in the original language means to be of reputation. To have a good reputation assigned to you. So the angels, now listen to this, which could see into the heavens, that was not trying to interpret any scripture or context or Greek or Hebrew, anything. They just saw it for how it was. This is what they said. They said that every person's debt's been written off, and they say that every person has got a good reputation assigned to his name. Maybe you never knew that. Maybe you never knew that you stand innocent before God. Maybe you never knew that you are not indebted to God. And this can release you from your fear of God, being afraid of God. We ought not to be afraid of God. For God has come to release you of your debt. He has not, he has released you. Maybe you never knew that you stand guiltless before God. Maybe you never knew the reputation that's been assigned to you. Now that is what has happened. There's another thing you might not know. The Bible states that Jesus is the Lamb of God. Now, what does that mean? That means that God gave somebody that could be the sacrifice for our sin. And now let me explain that, because there's a lot of controversy about this thing, and people say this is not good or right or whatever. But let me explain to you, sir, that you can understand what this is really all about. The Jewish people had this custom that when you sinned, you brought a lamb. And when you brought the lamb, then you would confess your sin before the priest, who would investigate the lamb to see if the lamb was pure and sinless or blameless. If the lamb was blameless, no broken legs, no sickness, no disease, and the man would confess his sin, the priest would lay his hands on the head of the lamb, and the sin of the man would be transferred to the lamb. That's what it symbolized. And then the lamb would have been killed. When the lamb was killed, then the sin of the man died in the lamb, and the man walked away with the innocence of the lamb. Now just think of this. Here a man comes with his little lamb, bringing the lamb to be sacrificed. He's guilty, knows what he's done. But the lamb has got no consciousness of sin. He doesn't know sin at all. That lamb does not know adultery. That lamb does not know lying, stealing, backbiting, gossip. He doesn't know any of that. He's absolutely innocent. But the man is guilty. Then the man comes, confesses his sin. The priest lays his hands on the head of the lamb as symbolizing the transference of sin. And then he slaughters the lamb. And the sin of the man dies in the lamb. And the innocence of the lamb comes to the man. So the man's conscience is completely clean and is washed and he stands guiltless. Now, John the Baptist said something very interesting. He looked at Jesus and he said to everybody, look at the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. What does that mean? That means that Jesus Christ, when he came to earth, when God incarnated himself into human flesh, the innocence of God was inside a man. And mankind, the rest of people, was guilty. But when Jesus died upon the cross, the guilt of mankind died with Jesus, so that we can have the innocence in our minds about our lives that God possessed before Jesus even came to earth. So I want to tell you that Jesus Christ took away your sin and that you are innocent before God. You might say, but Bertie, I've got sin in my life. You see, sin is not the point of reference. Jesus is the point of reference, because if you want to make Adam your point of reference, then you will have to make Jesus your point of reference. Maybe you never knew that you were innocent. I declare to you today that you are not indebted to God. That's knowledge you might not have had. I declare to you that you are not guilty before God. Maybe that's not knowledge that you haven't had, and you try to get rid of your guilt by trying to sacrifice things to God through obedience and I don't know what. And I want to declare to you that a good reputation is assigned to you through what Christ has done, obeying on your behalf. Maybe you never knew that, but I want to tell you that's true about your life. Now you might say, Bertie, does that mean everybody is saved? No, everybody is not saved. And you might say, Bertie, that's where the bad news comes in. No, let me explain to you what this really is. I want to use an example. In South Africa, we've got a store called Lewis Stores. It's a furniture store. They sell all types of furniture, including like big televisions. So you can go. Now, imagine this. Imagine you get a letter in the post, you know, like this junk mail, that just advertises this promotion they have on a 52 centimeter flat screen television. High definition, very good quality. They sell it for only 8,000 Rand or like $700-$800. That's what they sell it for. But it's on promotion, so you can come and pay it off at 300 Rand a month. Only 300 Rand a month, interest free. Plus, you come in account to win a Blu-ray DVD player, which you don't have. And here you sit at home, you have got a TV, but it's not a good quality. You don't have a DVD player at all. So you sit with a frustration of not being able to watch a movie. But now, here's this promotion. And you tell your wife, you say, listen, wife, we're going to go and buy it. Lovey, let's go. And there you go. And you pay your first 300 rand, you get your television, you come home. And now you're watching TV. But you're still experiencing the frustration of not having that DVD player. You pay the first month, you pay the second month, the third month you skip your payment because maybe you've got don't have money or something. The fourth month you also skip. And lo and behold, here comes a letter from Lewis Stores. You see the letter, you don't even want to read it because you associate the letter with condemnation and guilt. And your guilt stops you from reading the letter. But after a week, you decide, oh, let me see what they're going to do. When are they coming to collect my TV? And as you open the letter, you see, but this is not a letter to say they're coming to take your TV. This is a letter to say that you've won the Blu-ray DVD player and you can come and collect it. Now, what stands between you and salvation from frustration of not having a DVD player? It's your guilt. Because you are not going to go to Lewis store and collect that DVD player because you know you haven't paid for 2 months. So your conscience that stands guilty before Lewis stores will stop you from making use of what they provide for free. Now, what would be good news to you? Good news would be if your friend comes to you and say, listen, I knew that you love this television and I know that you couldn't pay. So I went and I did pay the last 2 months. So I obeyed on your behalf. I paid on your behalf. You are innocent before the eyes of Lewis Stores as pertaining to this account. You've got a good reputation as pertaining to this account. You can have peace, the emotion of not being indebted as pertaining to this account. What will you do when you hear of your message of innocence? You will go and make use of that DVD player. You'll go and collect it and make use of it. And by collecting what you could get for free because your evil conscience or your guilty conscience has been washed by the truth of what your friend has done, you will make use of this DVD player and be saved from your frustration of not having a DVD player to watch television with or to watch your movies with. In the same way, I want to say this. Jesus declaring you innocent does not save you from the destruction in your life outside of you believing it and making use of it. So I want to tell you, God is not far from you. He loves you. He doesn't condemn you. He declared you innocent. And He's got a gift for you for free. This gift is eternal life. That word eternal doesn't only mean forever. It speaks of a certain quality of life. God's quality of life. Maybe you've been struggling with all types of sin and everything and you couldn't get rid of it. I want to tell you there's no guilt between you and God and He wants to give you a new kind of life. What do you mean by that, Bertie? This is what I mean. When you make use of this innocence and you say, God, I receive your kind of life, who Jesus is, who His quality of life is mine. When you say that and believe that from the depths of your heart, I want to tell you, my friend, you will not leave your sin. Your sin will leave you. You will not try to get rid of the old life. You will find that God's kind of life, which belongs to you, which is given to you, which you've been separated from because of innocence, because of ignorance concerning your innocence, you will start to make use of that, and that life will give birth to a new life in you. All the doing of God. So for us to receive salvation from the effects of this world, we say, I declare that what's true in Christ is true in me. You declare your innocence. You believe in how Jesus came and ruled over mankind by taking away their sin. That's all you do. Now, I would like to pray for you if you want to receive that today. Maybe you say, but Bertie, I don't want to pray a prayer or anything. I just believe this, and that's the truth. Hallelujah. I want to declare to you that as from this moment, salvation is manifesting in your life. Maybe you say, I want to pray with you, Bertie. Now, let's do it right away, and you can receive what Christ has done right now and your new life. Let's pray together. You can just pray these words with me. If you want to make up your own words, that's fine, but this is just a guideline of what you can do. Let's pray together. Father God, I want to thank you for what you've done in Jesus. I declare that I'm innocent. I declare that I've got a right to salvation. I declare that I have a right unto eternal life. I'm not indebted to you, Father. Thank you for canceling my debt. Thank you that you forgave my sins. I come in the innocence of Jesus, and I declare that your life is my life. I am a new being. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this, and thank you so much for receiving the truth. God bless you.